This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Despite significant economic pressures like inflation and higher beef prices, consumer demand for beef is at an all-time high. Mike Simone, Executive Director of Market Research and Intelligence at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says consumers are still buying a lot of beef.
Consumers have stuck with this record sales this past year, over $40 billion with the beef in beef sales, which is over half, about 55%. Beef accounts for total fresh meat and about $6 billion in pounds in terms of volume of sales, so not quite a record. We've had a little bit more volume sales in the past, but still pretty remarkable numbers, so consumers have stuck with this.
A year ago, Simone says, we didn't quite think that would be the case with tighter supplies, contraction of the herd, and fewer cattle going to harvest.
There's heavier cattle now. They're staying on feed longer, so greater weights, increase in imports help to offset the losses in total number of head going to harvest, so that really kind of buoyed the market.
But Simone says they love their beef.
Consumers have stuck with us so far. They love their beef. They continue to purchase it despite the higher prices. Remarkable growth heading into 25 right out of the chute here.
Tune in tomorrow for more on beef, still the number one protein for consumers.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.